We are back for another installment of the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
Beadle County State's Attorney Mike Moore and Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson with you for our monthly look into all things law-related, law enforcement. I haven't really come up with a good what exactly it is. We talk law stuff. Occasionally it veers.
I think you're right. I think our listeners would agree. They probably not sure what the show's about, but they listen.
They agree that it veers.
It veers.
Occasionally. Program is brought to you by the Montgomery Agency of Huron. We, of course, thank them for that. And it's your program, as we talk about all the time. We want to hear from you, whether it's a question, whether it's a comment, whether you trust me. In the radio, if people don't like something, they speak up. So there's something you don't like about the program, hey, speak up, let us know. We'll look at it, whether or not we'll change it. That might be up in the air, but
right. We'll note it accordingly.
Note it? That's a law thing, isn't it?
And give it the consideration it's deserving of.
But in all seriousness, we do want to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. You can get a hold of us through email here at the radio station, news@kokk.com. You can also send a message to the Performance Radio News page on Facebook, or you can try to, if you can get your question down to 140 characters, you can use Twitter. Get a hold of me at Zach Nelson Radio or Performance Radio News at PR News Huron.
Yep, and I got the same things going. We got the Facebook page at the State's Attorney's Office. You can message us on that. We got our website. We got my email, mmoore@bcsa.us. And I did get my Twitter handle changed.
I saw that.
I am now at Beadle County SA.
Nice.
So you can tweet me at Beadle County SA, and we'll get back to you.
Do you have any more followers on Twitter? Because, like, when you first started that account over a year ago, when you became president of the National District Attorneys Association, you had, like, 3 followers. In fact,
I think I'm in the 20s now. I think I got 20-something.
That's the beautiful thing here, if I can. And you may need to fill for me here while I'm trying to pull up Twitter on my
Well, I think I do have 20. And we should state that this show is already off to a better start this month than last month, as I was a little bit tardy in my show appearance last month.
A little bit. Like 15 minutes. That's over, like a quarter of the show.
Yeah. So you should be happy that I'm here on time. I'm gonna carry my load this month. So.
Well, and I appreciate that. You know, there are a number of different Mike Moores, quite a few of them, and I can't seem to find you.
I'm the best one. I'm the best Mike Moore.
I'm going to have to. You're the best Mike Moore. Let's see here. Let's try Beadle.
You don't like that director, do you?
No. Oh, that Mike Moore?
Yeah.
No. Of course not.
Okay.
You are following 5 people. I had the numbers mixed up. All at 21.
Five.
You're at 21 followers.
All right. I'm past 20.
Absolutely.
My next goal will be 25.
There's a handful. See, and now, did the National District Attorneys Association have their own Twitter feed, or did that come into being because
that came into being because of me, so they now have a Twitter feed
at NDAA Justice.
Yes,
is their Twitter handle, and I see like a handful of people that I recognize here on your list of followers. And you see, now I was always taught that you should follow people back.
Oh yeah, that would be I'm not a great Twitterer yet.
Oh, you do fine,
but
you tweet a lot more than
I
do.
Start following everybody that's following me.
It's the
fair thing to do. Yeah, I agree.
And some people, it'll come up pending because it's like they want to make sure who they're going to follow.
They might not
follow.
Accept me.
Right. They might not accept you, but I try to do that. I forgot what I've got. Like, it's over 100.
And I do have a LinkedIn page, and I think I have about 80 people that I'm linked in with. I don't use that very often. I don't know exactly what it means, but I do have a LinkedIn page.
I
get a lot of requests on that, but what I should do when they request me on LinkedIn, I says, hey, follow me on Twitter.
See, there you go.
I can update that. Maybe I can put that on my LinkedIn page, my Twitter account, and they will follow me.
And mesh it all together. Yes. You are here on time.
We are here on time.
That is that's good.
Yes. I'm happy to be here on time.
So as we get into today's show, first off, Mike, we like to either touch on cases that are happening or just general things regarding the office. And I know this time around, you've got year-to-date numbers of some of the things coming through your office.
Right. And as I was telling you, we just probably within the last couple months, we've updated our software package, our case management package, and we are able to track things a lot better. We still have a couple bugs to work out, but at any time now, I can theoretically enter a search for different types of cases or categories of cases, and based on a case is open or closed or things like that, then I can search cases in my case management database and get numbers. So that I did that for us today, and I've noticed some things that are that we need to work out, which we'll work on. And probably by 2016, we'll have this thing all ironed out. But this is new.
Sure.
But we, we can run traffic offenses. So far this year, we've had 155. Now, what that only means the cases we get. So if you get a class 2 traffic ticket and it's POA and you just pay it, we're not going to count that. So these are the only ones of the people that either traffic ticket where there's a court appearance required or a traffic ticket that they didn't pay. Then that's that would be on here. So we had 155 of those. There's obviously, if you run the numbers, we in this county, there's probably about 2,500 of those written a year. We have 100 drug cases, 96 DWI cases, 51 domestic violence, 30 delinquent child. Those would be juvenile cases, 23 underage consumption. Then we have a couple categories on here that I don't know what they are. That's the bugs that we're talking about. We have other, 43, and we have others, 96.
So one is plural, and yes. One is not.
Yes. And I know that we should be able to do that with burglaries, thefts, and aggravated assaults, things like that. And but we're working that out. So hopefully as we do this show more, I'll be able to come in and say, here's exactly
your
numbers.
Your numbers will be a little more specific.
Yes.
So.
But the bottom line is it shows that we're busy there. We're doing cases. And if you compare that to last year, last year we had traffic offenses 244, total DWIs was 178, drug cases 133. No, we had 100 this year already, and we got 4 months left. So we're up in that category. Domestic violence last year we had 82, delinquent child we had 76. So you can compare the two, and we have been putting those on our Facebook page about once a month. We update the, and there are little pie charts on the Facebook page that anybody can go to look at. A lot of people go there to look at the court list. That's a very popular item. I think we put the court list on, and the person in charge of that was on vacation last week, and she then forgot to put it on.
Sure.
And I had a couple comments like, why isn't your court list up to date? So I
was going to ask you how well that is received, and if you get comments one way or the other regarding just the court lists.
Well, it's interesting, and the court list itself, we've had some complaints about that, the fact that we published that, but again, as we talked about on this show, I'm a public office, that is public information. I think the people have a right to know that, and I'm not going to hide that from anybody, what we're doing, who we're prosecuting, because that's all, people have a right to know that, and so those are pretty few and far between. But some of the things you'll see is after we post the list, like we posted it Tuesday morning, and it was a court list on Tuesday, and we had 1,000 people look at it within a couple hours. But then they post some comments about it, which are sometimes interesting.
That's a nice way of putting it. Yeah. So do the people that complain, do they happen to maybe have, a direct interest in that document?
I.e.,
they don't want to see themselves out there.
Right. Some of them are complaining that the information may not be accurate. Because the way we do the list now, it's generated by our new computer software. So the type of charges and stuff are set up by that software. So it might say drug charge or grand theft or a theft charge. And they sometimes complain that that's not accurate. And we have a limited amount of categories that we use in that system. But, for the most part, they're just mad that their name's on the list. Well, if you don't want your name on the list, don't break the law.
It's pretty easy.
It seems
like a simple concept to understand, but we've seen in society here in the last 15 years, almost since the advent of social media, that's a very difficult concept for some to grasp.
Right. And the other thing that I think we state this on there is that the individuals that and the list contains a lot of different information. It contains information for people that are post-conviction, that and those people are presumed innocent. So you shouldn't draw any conclusions from that. This all it is stating a fact that this person is charged with a particular crime. It doesn't mean they're guilty. It doesn't mean anything like that. They're supposed to be presumed innocent until the case resolves itself. So we have those people on the list. We have people on the list that are doing motion hearings. We have people on the list that have that are pleading guilty to a charge, and it'll indicate that they're pleading. We have people on the list that have been that have pled that are being sentenced. So, you know, we have a lot of different information like that. So it's good to keep the public informed. They have an interest in that. They have a right to know that. So we try to give them the best information we can.
And occasionally things may be added to that list that you don't see. But, you know, there may be an individual not on the list who is, in fact, you know, days later asked to appear in court on something.
Right. The lists are fairly good about telling who on a list, but they lists change from time to time. And we've worked out some of that. You know, if a person wants a continuance, generally speaking, they're still going to appear on that list. And then when we go to court, we're going to make a record that the case was continued to another date. And it just it's more convenient for our system, because what we do is we come back and it's a one input system. So we put it into the computer that their court date is such and such a date. And then that generates the list by itself. So in order to do that prior to the court date, it causes us extra work that we really don't need to do. Because if we were going to continue that case, we'd have to call the clerk's office, inform them that we granted a continuance, tell the judge, send out some emails. So it's easier for us just to leave it on the list and then continue it once it's called in court. And then that file stays within the system and we can just do everything as we normally do it. And it's more accurate that way. We're more consistent with the way we're handling that. But the bottom line is the information is just a lot more accurate if we proceed in that manner.
You're listening to the Mike Moore Show. It is the August 2015 edition of the Mike Moore Show. We're going to take a break here and return. We're going to get caught up on some items that we've been putting off for a while here.
Right.
Last month, obviously, things got changed around a little bit, so we had to push some of those topics back to this month. But I know, Mike, you wanted to kind of go over the horse abuse case, the felony horse yep. abuse case we had earlier in the year. Progress on the drug court, and I know you've been waiting 2 months to talk about your trip to the Manhattan DA's office, so
yeah,
all of that on the way here in the next hour as you're listening to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210
KOKK.